Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Love our little tiny weekly Jay Gruden segments. On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, and Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling. All home to Tedbert for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Let's go talk to Jay Gruden on the Rude Guest Hotline right now. Jay, we got to enjoy week 12 in the NFL without any Commanders stress. We'll get to the Commanders news of the day on Jaden Daniels in a bit, but I want to bounce around the league with you first. The Ravens have not been impressive, but they are back in first place with five consecutive wins. Doesn't quite look right yet with Lamar and Derrick Henry running the ball, but where are you on Baltimore? They're probably going to win the division. Do you think they could go on a run the way things are trending?
There is something a little odd about them. I think Lamar is still dealing with a little bit of a knee injury. He doesn't look quite as explosive as he typically does. There's a couple scrambles in that game where he got dragged down and caught, which would never happen. So I think he's still got a lingering knee issue right now. But yeah, if he gets back to 100%, then they have a chance. Their offensive line's got to pick it up a little bit. Defensively, they're playing a little bit better than they did early in the season. So they have a chance, but they got to pick it up on offense.
What is Dr. Jay Gruden's diagnosis of this Philadelphia offense? What's going on?
I'll tell you what, they are very frustrating to watch because of all the talent that they have. You know, their offensive line is not quite as good as it has been in years past. That's one of their big issues. Obviously, they're not paving the way for Saquon, and the home run balls aren't going out of the park like they did last year. I think that's the biggest issue. The offensive line play is not as good, and Saquon's not hitting those big home run 60, 70-yard runs. But still, I think they're going to be okay because their defense is playing very good, and Devontae and A.J. Brown are a threat every time they go back to pass.
Jay, the Bears got a much-needed win against the Steelers. It would appear like they're in a great spot. They're 8-3 and leading the division, and that's where they want to be. But they have six left. They only have one game against the non-playoff team, and I think a lot of people are still anticipating not only that they won't win the division, but they'll fall out of the postseason altogether. Where are you on both the Bears and then Caleb Williams, who threw for three touchdowns yesterday but had one of the worst individual quarterback plays of the season, dropping the ball in the end zone while being sacked?
That was a hard play. I mean, that's T.J. Watt. You know, the Bears right now, their recipe for success is can really do well. If they can run the ball, I think they're like third or fourth in the NFL in rushing the football, which is huge. Doesn't put Caleb in too many known passing situations, and they're creating a ton of turnovers, man. I it's unbelievable. I think they're number one in the NFL in turnover margin. So if you're number one in turnover margin and you're running the football pretty well, you're going to be in a lot of games. So the good thing about the Bears, they've come from behind, which does a lot of good for your quarterback's confidence moving forward. So they'll be in positions where they'll be down in the fourth quarter, but they'll feel like they can come back and win. I do like the Bears a little bit, but I'm kind of with you guys. I think they're going to struggle down the stretch against these better teams.
24 takeaways, the most in the NFL. 16 interceptions, the most in the NFL. I saw a stat this week that like the top three pick getters in the league are all Chicago Bears at this point. So then with that in mind, I mean, if you look at the Lions, their only really impressive good win in the last month is when they dominated Washington. Otherwise, two losses and a squeaker of a victory in overtime over the Giants yesterday with Jahmyr Gibbs ripping one off. Like, them, Packers, Bears, who's in, who's out? How worried would you be if you're a Green Bay or Detroit fan?
Pretty worried. I think they all control their own destiny, which is good to say this time of year. So, I think they play each other, and it's going to be coming down to the wire. And Minnesota might have some say if they get J.J. McCarthy off his rear end and start playing a little bit better. They can knock some people off, too. But I do like the Lions. I think the Lions' defense is getting a little bit more healthy. They got a closer in Hutchinson, and obviously the 1-2 punch of Gibbs and Montgomery is scary, and Amon-Ra can do it at all, anytime. So I kind of like the Lions the best, then the Packers, and then the Bears, if I had to rank them.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. They don't give trophies out for how good you are on November 24th, Jay, but if they did, I think the Rams would win it. My God, that group looks so impressive. They're great on both sides, and Stafford, to me, is the MVP. What'd you make of their dismantling of Tampa yesterday?
Yeah, it's impressive, man. They can run the ball, and then you play man-to-man, and they throw a fader, a swing at the Devontae for touchdown. It's like really, really simple football. Everybody thinks it's a great creative scheme, but when you really watch them play, when they get one-on-one with Davante Adams, it's either a one-step slant for touchdown or fade. He caught another fade last night, maybe two. He had two fades, I think. He's got a ton of them this year. So Stafford can put it on them, and then they can run the ball, and then defensively is where they're playing. I mean, Forbes is having a hell of a year. He's got four picks, I think. And their secondary has been very good. Their pass rush has been excellent. And obviously, their balance on offense is what sets them apart from any other team in the league.
Packers, 23-6 winners over the Vikings. You were talking about them being second in your pecking order, but you referenced J.J. McCarthy. There's a stat floating around that since 2000, he is the lowest-ranked quarterback. It's like 851 of 852. Other than Jamarcus Russell, in EPA per play at the quarterback position over now 26 seasons of football, what do you see when you watch him? How bad is it?
It's not good. It's not good at all. In fact, he looks very jittery in the pocket. He doesn't really know what he's looking at. He's not very decisive. The ball doesn't come out very good, very accurately on time. He's just not comfortable right now. And then they fall behind. They got to throw a lot, and that's not good for him either. So other than completing wide receiver screens, it has been a chore for them to get the ball down the field, and they have some unbelievable weapons. I mean, it's Addison and Jefferson and Hockenson. And they can't complete a ball down the field. So it's got to be frustrating for O'Connell. I know it's frustrating for J.J., but they got to get better because he's not it right now.
What would you do to fix it, Jay? I mean, first-round pick, no time to give up on him just yet, right? But it's only through a handful of games. But he looks lost. How would you fix it?
Well, it's easier said than done. I think, crystal ball-wise, they would have never got rid of Sam Darnold, right? They won 15 games in the regular season last year with Sam, and J.J.'s coming off a major injury. It was really quite a gutsy, ballsy move to go with the rookie who didn't play one snap. He missed the whole year with a knee. And then to get rid of a guy who won 15 games for you, that's really come back to bite him a little bit. And I know they got some issues on the offensive line as well, but that was too risky of a move. And I think just with playing time, hopefully he can play himself out of it. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is right now. Hopefully time, because right now he's not doing anything very good.
Jay Gruden joining us after a Commanders bye week Sunday, going around the league after week 12. The Chiefs probably don't make the playoffs if they lose to the Colts yesterday. They have the worst tie-breaking metrics maybe of any bubble team in the entire NFL, and they would have needed to run the table effectively to get to 11-6. Now they're 6-5. They probably could still go 5-1 and get in perhaps at 11-6. But, man, they were down 20-9 in the fourth quarter of that game. The Colts had the ball, and if they get a field goal on any of their last three or four drives, basically, they might put Kansas City away. The Chiefs did a Chiefs thing. They just found a way to win in overtime. Pretty amazing. When you don't drive a stake through a team like this, it makes you think they're going to come back to haunt you. Do you see them getting in and actually being a team that could go on a run, or do you think watching these games, it's just not the same for them this year?
I do see them getting in. I think they're going to go 5-1, like you said, their last six, and get in there. The problem is they don't have the tiebreaker, like you mentioned, against Jacksonville, and I think the Chargers, and somebody else who they're competing with. So they got to pretty much go 5-1, like you said, but they have the ability to do it. I mean, they fumbled, Patrick fumbled, Kareem Hunt fumbled, and they still found a way to beat a pretty good Colt team. So they're there, obviously, and their defense is very good still. And just Patrick, they just feel like, it's kind of like Philadelphia's offense. You feel like you just wait for them to explode, and they just haven't really done it yet. But with Rashee Rice back, I think they'll get better and better as the season goes. That's what great teams do. You know, the fourth quarter of the season, that's when they step up and they separate themselves from the pack, and that's what I expect from Kansas City.
The other team head-to-head, they don't have the tiebreaker over. You mentioned the Jaguars, is the Bills. Because, yeah, you know, Buffalo may not win the East because of New England, and now you're competing potentially for the same playoff spot with Buffalo to get in.
I think Buffalo and the Chiefs are going to come in at the 7-6 seed, and they're going to have to go the road and play teams like Denver and Indianapolis. I mean, come on. You really want to play Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it's going to be crazy. This is going to be weird to see. Like,
they might be favored on the road to kick off the playoffs.
They will be, 100%. Bo Nix, Daniel Jones playing at home to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That'll be wild. Can't believe it.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is on pace to shatter the NFL receiving yardage record. I don't know if he's on pace to beat Michael Thomas' 149 catches, but he'll sniff it. I mean, it's that incredible. There's not much else going on in that passing game. Just what are you seeing, and how much fun would it be to have a toy like that in one of your offenses?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a guy I didn't really think. You know, I knew he's a good player, but not like this. Holy hell. I mean, he's doing it all over the place in the slot outside, and Sam Darnold has a great rapport with him, which is good. They're a team that I think is as good as anybody, too. I mean, they had five turnovers against the Rams and missed the field goal to win the game. So, yeah, I really like that football team. I like Sam. I think he's got to just show up in the bigger games. But Njigba is an incredible player. He can beat you with the home run speed, and he's a great route runner and unbelievable hands.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You were in Jacksonville just before they drafted Trevor Lawrence, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you had Gardner Minshew and some other Jag. I don't remember who it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, Mike Glennon, Gardner Minshew, and Jake Luton, if you must want to know.
Jake Luton, that's the guy's name.
The guy I always thought was Jay Gluten, but it's Jake Luton.
Yeah, those are tough. Those are tough games to win when you're running out there with Jake Luton against Matthew Stafford for the line. It was a tough year there.
Player coach, just like your arena league days. Jay Gruden the coach, Jake Luton the quarterback. But anyway, yeah. I don't want to say I've defended Trevor Lawrence, but I have not been quick to bury him like everybody else. I've kind of said, let's wait and see. I think Liam Cohen will get him right. I watched that game yesterday. My God, does he make some terrible decisions. This many years into his career, like, this cannot keep happening. What is he?
I don't know. He's done it his whole career. He's had a quarter where he looks like a superstar and a quarter look like where he never played the game before. It's the damnedest guy I've ever graded. He was kind of like that at Clemson, if you really ask me. But he's always been inconsistent. That's been his number one knock, is he can really throw it. He can run. He's athletic, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll throw it right to the linebacker's face mask. It's like, what? And he'll miss a wide open hitch right in the dirt. So I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure out Trevor Lawrence. And is a guy that you'd love to have, and then you'd be probably fired after 3 years because he's too inconsistent.
Well, so that's my question. Like, is he good is the hardest thing to ever answer ever. But, I mean, I guess the jury's then returned the verdict. Like, you can't pay him the contract they did and get away with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he did show enough signs where, okay, he's got promise. He's getting better. He's still young. He's athletic. He's big. He's been healthy, you know. So he's got all those check marks. But then you put the tape on, you're like, he threw three interceptions in this game as well. He threw three yesterday. They still won the game against Arizona. And they're not very good picks either. It's a tough one, but I think Liam Cohen's doing a good job with them. They're in position to compete with the AFC South and make the playoffs. So he's doing some good.
Jay, over your coaching career, head coach, OC, and everything in between, and I'm not trying to bring up old painful memories of something bad happened. I don't remember it. I'm actually legitimately asking. Can you remember something like Brandon Ayuk happening where the honeymoon of let's give this guy an enormous contract, and he hasn't played it down since that injury last year, and now it looks like he's fallen out of favor, his Instagram living about wanting to leave, and it doesn't show up for rehab by all accounts. Like, can you remember something like that happening in your coaching tenure?
Yeah, probably Trent, right? I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come back, so that's the closest thing I can remember. And you're talking about the best player on your football team and doesn't want to come back to play. When I was in Cincinnati, I first got the job as an offensive coordinator, and Marvin calls me and says, oh, by the way, Carson Palmer doesn't want to come back. Okay, thanks.
Cool.
Thanks. I'll take Jordan Palmer and Dan LeFevre. Fortunately, we could draft in Andy Dalton. But, it's crazy what's going on there because I don't understand how you can fall out of favor going through rehab, right? That makes no sense to me. But, you know, players are players, and sometimes it's time for a change.
with that rehab angle, it sounds like he wasn't doing it. Again, I have no idea. I'm not there. I'm just sort of reading what everyone else is.
Well, they got the money back, so he wasn't doing something he was supposed to be doing.
What's that like as a coach? I mean, obviously it's frustrating, but the guys are so disconnected from the team. How do you kind of keep them involved when they're obviously not practicing because they can't? But like, how do you make sure they're still in the picture instead of just sort of off to the side?
That's their job. They're paid to do that. They're paid to rehab and get their body right because that's the only thing they have going for them. They can't really participate in any of the team meetings and all that stuff. So they have to be with the trainer as often as the trainer says to be there and the doctors. So if they start missing those appointments, then you can find the hell out of them. And it's not good. You know, I don't understand. You have one job to do as a wide receiver, and that's get your body back 100% so you can help your football team. And if you're not doing that, what are you doing? You just playing video games all day? I mean, seriously. Brandon, what is he doing when he's not going to rehab?
I can't answer it. It's a great question. I'd love to know.
Jewelry shopping, according to that video.
Yes, there is a video where he was buying a lot of jewelry, including a watch for his best buddy, Jaden Daniels, which brings me to this question. They play together in college. They are very, very tight. How much interest should Washington have in Ayuk?
Well, I don't know the extent of his injury and how healthy he is right now. So that's the number one thing. You got to check out his medical. And then number two, if you're reading all this stuff, is he? If Jade wants him, then go get him. What the hell? It would help to have another big time receiver. But I don't like the sounds of what's going on in San Francisco because San Francisco is a pretty good place to play. They had a good quarterback, a pretty good coach, and they're very competitive. So to fall out of favor there, the GM's a hell of a guy, John Lynch. So I don't know. I don't know what he's expecting. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, my friend. But he is a hell of a player. He would be a nice addition to have another deep ball threat.
To that point, though, I am of the belief, like, I know this is not how sports works, where James Harden just, you know, falls out of favor, gets run out of a town, he'll get six or seven opportunities. You know, you guys signed up for DeSean Jackson. It worked out very well. I was wrong about that. I wanted nothing to do with him leaving Philadelphia. And there are certain guys with skill sets where I remember talking to Sean McVay about it, and it's like, all right, yeah, I get it. He changes everything for you, whatever. But, I mean, if Brandon Ayuk is a problem child, kind of bad apple in San Francisco, like, can you keep preaching culture, 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 and then make a move like that? I don't know.
I think there have been guys that if your team is full of good people like Jaden and you have good leaders like Bobby Wagner, then you can have a couple renegades on your squad, and they won't ruin the building. You know, I think Philadelphia's got a little bit of that right now, maybe going with A.J. Brown and a couple guys, you know, but they're still good enough, and I think their leadership is good enough where they can overcome a few bad apples. And I'm not saying Brandon Ayuk's a bad apple. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't do
things
the right way.
He's doing bad apple things right now, I guess.
yeah. So, I think with a leader like Jaden, I think in the relationship they have, I think he'd be fine.
I want to hit on Shedeur Sanders with you. The Cleveland Browns debut him as their starter. He ends up going 11 of 20 for 209, a touchdown and a pick. Had a deep shot, 50-plus yarders that he hit. I had another nice second-level throw after extending a play. What did you think overall? That they've named him their starter for this coming week against San Francisco after he played well enough against the Raiders to get a win.
He definitely played well enough to get the nod as starter. He had two really enormous plays. One was an all-out blitz. He hit the corner out the bond, like you said. And the other one was he stepped around the pocket and hit a deep dagger, very similar to he did the week before. So two really good throws, a lot of very easy completions that Stefanski set him up with, a lot of bubble screens, another bubble screen that went 60 to the house. So he was getting the ball out of his hands, doing the right thing. He only took one sack and had a horrible interception. So except for those two negative plays, he did what he was supposed to do. He didn't force the ball into coverage on third down. And sometimes when your defense is playing as good as Cleveland's defense is playing, you can – throw the ball away on third and eight. You know, you don't have to try to force it in there, force the issue. And that's kind of the way he played. He played very conservatively, hit a couple shots, and they got the win.
Jay, Washington plays Denver this week, and that offense just has not been particularly good. They've been maddeningly inconsistent. They usually lie dormant for three quarters, and then maybe a play or two comes out of the tuchus, and they end up winning these games because their defense is so good and dominant at this point. They have almost a sack and a half more on average per game than everybody else. They're lapping the field. I believe that offense is going to come around, even though there's no sample to support that, just because I like Sean Payton an awful lot, and I think Bo Nix is pretty good. Give me your thoughts on that offense and if they can do anything, do enough to be a championship contender.
Yeah, it's all up to Bo, and Bo's kind of not quite to the extreme as Trevor Lawrence is, but he's close, where he can play pretty damn good for a quarter and look like he's never played a position in his life for three quarters. So it's all up to Bo's consistency. Yeah, but defensively, they are unbelievable. I mean, they have good cover people, the best cover guy in the league. They have a great pass rush. So, yeah, they're going to get a lot of opportunities for Bo Nix and Sean Payton to call some good plays. And I think with Sean's creativity, he'll get one or two of those big plays throughout the course of the game. And sometimes that's all they need, score 14, 17 points. So Bo's the key. If he can be a little bit more consistent, then Denver definitely has as good a team as anybody.
Sounds like the Commanders are indeed bringing Jaden Daniels back. He'll be practicing this week, although unlikely, because he hasn't been cleared for contact yet to play against the Broncos. But we might see five games of him down the stretch. Any issue with that?
I have no issue with that at all. That's something that we should all look forward to because, you know, we got to make sure he continues building his reputation and what he's all about for future years. All these games are good experiences for a young quarterback. And being it's just his left arm, and I know he's had a knee issue, and he, you know, had something else throughout the year, but I think none of them are serious enough where you say, hey, we got to set him for the rest of the year. Treat him like – no, he's got to be treated like every other football player. Get in there, learn, and compete, and compete with your teammates and try to get some wins at the end of the year.
What would you want to see from him? Like, kind of what metrics for success would you have for these last handful of games that he does play?
Well, I'd like to see them get the running game going, and I know handing off is not that exciting, but they got to play more physical up front. But then I got to see him protect the ball and protect himself. You know what I mean? I don't want to see him take a lot of hits. I know he's so athletic and he's so quick and he's going to use his legs, but let's get out of bounds and let's slide and live to fight another day. And then when the plays are there to be had, let it rip. And I think he'll do that.
Jake Gruden on Grant and Danny on this Monday, as always, normally after Commanders games. We'll let you out on this. We got a Monday night football game tonight. Christian McCaffrey Bowl. His former team, the Panthers, at his current team, the 49ers. What do you think this evening?
Carolina's been a tough team to play, man. They look so good one week and look like they're horrific the next week. So I like San Francisco. I think McCaffrey has a big day up, two or three touchdowns, and rub it in his old squad. 49ers by 10.
Jay, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Love Jay Gruden. Love having him on the show. He is with us each and every week on Grant and Danny.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
You heard what Jay Gruden had to say about Brandon Ayuk. How do you guys feel about the embattled wide receiver with San Francisco as a target this offseason? We'll get into that next on G&D.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or dsw.com.
True North.
North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know the extent of his injury and how healthy he is right now. So that's the number one thing. You got to check out his medical. And number two, if you're reading all this stuff, is he, God, if Jade wants him, then go get him. What the hell? It would help to have another big time receiver, but I don't like the sounds of what's going on in San Francisco, because San Francisco is a pretty good place to play. They had a good quarterback, a pretty good coach, and they're very competitive. So to fall out of favor there, the GM's a hell of a guy, John Lynch. So I don't know. I don't know what he's expecting. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, my friend, but he is a hell of a player. He would be a nice addition to have another deep ball threat.
This will be our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day question on Grant and Danny. The poll of the day, Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. What is your interest in Brandon Ayuk? A little? Interest? A lot interested? Where do you come in on this? Not interested at all? If not for him having had a nightmare of a season, I don't just mean physically with the injury.
All of it.
But off the field, where you're basically getting run out of town by the Niners, who just paid you all this money, obviously I'd have immense interest. But if not for those things, he wouldn't be available anyway. Just to go back on the injury part of this, August 30th, 2024. So this would have been last year before training camp. He signed a 4-year, $120 million contract with the Niners. In week 5 against the Cardinals, after some holding out and some stuff he did differently in the offseason, he had 8 catches for $147. On October 20th, he tears his ACL as MCL during a week 7 game 2 weeks later against the Chiefs. He was ruled out for the remainder of the year. 25-catch season ends in week 7. On July 18th this year, during training camp, he was placed on the PUP list, working his way back from the ACL and the MCL injuries he suffered last season. But they happened early enough in the year that there was some hope that early in the year he could play. It was one of those debates like a Sam Cosmi. Is he going to be ready? Do they have to put him on PUP for 4 weeks? Whatever. He still has not played a down. It's November 24th. On November 21st, 3 days ago, it was reported the 49ers voided the guaranteed money in his contract due to lack of participation. He told the NFL Players Association that he's not interested in filing a grievance. That's compelling.
Which is also wild, by the way.
They're saying, hey, man, you're not doing your rehab. You're not coming to the facility. You're not going to meetings. You're not doing a bunch of the stuff you're supposed to be doing. So we're taking away money from you that you were guaranteed. You're never going to see it again. And he goes, yeah, no problem. And
you're probably right.
The PA calls him and goes, hey, man, we're going to get this money for you. Don't worry. Whose car are we taking? And he's like, yeah, about that. It's fine. They can have the money. Like, what? So this is a real thing now, man. And on top of all this, he has not played since week 7. Again, you're going back to October 20th before Halloween last year. So it's going to be probably a year and a half without football. ACL, MCL, I don't know what other CLs are involved, but a really, really serious injury just normally to come back from. Now all that time away from the team, I would have zero interest if not for his relationship with Jaden Daniels, who's his best friend. These guys are super close, like brothers. That makes it more appealing to me. But this would be a zero for me. Overall, I'm going to say limited interest. And that comes down to the fact that him and Daniels are BFFs totes. And second, I think you're going to get him for a nothing burger contract. Like, his days of getting the money he just got are over. But his best case scenario is 1 year show me deal, whether in Washington or somewhere else. You sign for 1 year and 12 or 14 or, I don't know, can you get a $16 million or something? Whatever that looks like. You sign for a 1 year contract up to $20 million, however your agent can work it out. And then you're trying to parlay that into a 4 or 5 year deal somewhere else by balling out next year.
I mean, I've got no interest. None. And that's even with Jaden Daniels, who I love, and their relationship.
What percentage of that is injuries? What percentage of that is how he's acted?
Injury is 65. Act is 35.
Okay.
Because you've seen the bad actor go on a honeymoon period. You've seen the George Pickens. That's the corollary. Sometimes it can work, right? Where you take the bad apple, you get him into a good spot, and all of a sudden they're not a bad apple anymore. Maybe being around Daniels would help him. I have no idea. I just can't believe that the facts that you just laid out are the facts, where they accused him of not doing what he's supposed to do, and nobody's saying get back on the field, by the way. They're saying, hey, please come to the facility and, like, walk in the whirlpool, you know, and, like, doing, like, weird things with weights where you twist and, like, do some squats and stand on the medicine ball and catch a tennis ball in the hopes that your knee gets better. Nobody's doing the thing that happened here with Chase Young, where each week they're going, okay, this feels like the week, and then he wouldn't show up or wouldn't do it. I mean, not that he didn't show up, you know what I mean? But, like, okay, it didn't end up happening. This is a totally different animal where there's no grievance to be filed because he's pretty much like, yeah, they're right, I didn't do anything, but I still hate them. This act is so ridiculous. But to me, the injury is the scarier part, where he's not close to playing, right? And you add in the fact that he is the sort of guy I think of as the cautionary tale of what the hold in, hold out, whatever, way too long can do. He was McLaurin before McLaurin. I mean, he did this, got a much nowhere near the team-friendly deal, although it was fairly team-friendly. There was an out after this coming season, 2026, where they could have had some dead cap. It's not as team-friendly as the deal McLaurin signed. But I don't want this. I don't want this influence. I don't want this name that's bigger than the production. Because he had one good game last year before tearing his ACL, MCL, PCL, all the L's. One. The rest of the time, the talk every week was, what's wrong with this guy? And we all knew the answer. No practice time, no fit underneath him, not ready to go, thrust in there, you know, trying to keep up to speed with guys that have lived and breathed this thing, and he didn't do it. It was a disaster, and then he got hurt on top of it.
I'll go one step further. He's had one great season in his career. Tell me I'm wrong. He had that 75-catch, 1,300-yard year in 2023. That's it. There was another 70-catch, 1,000-yard season.
He was good the previous year. Not great, though.
Good, but yeah. I'm saying he has had one superstar season.
Indisputable.
Second team All-Pro in 23. In 22, he had a year that 20 receivers have in the league. He's good. By the way, he's in an offense with maybe the best play designer in the sport, maybe the best play caller in the sport, and unequivocally the guy that gets receivers open the most in the sport. And you're betting on post-injury coming all the way back and getting back to that 2023 form? Because otherwise, if you end up paying him big money, and in a one-year show-me deal, I guess you don't have to worry about it if that's how this goes. I mean, this is a guy that was a 60-catch, 800-yard player in his second year. Do I think he could be 70 and 1,000? That's Terry. The beauty of Terry is that while doing that and doing some things better than Ayuk, like contested catches, you never have to worry about him in the locker room. You don't have to worry about him being a diva, demanding the football, yelling at, I guess Brandon wouldn't yell at Daniels because they're best friends, but yelling at the coordinator or the, you know, this is ridiculous the way that he's conducted himself, if these reports are true, in San Francisco. So you're saying your interest is what?
Zero.
My interest would be 20% out of 100, where, like, go sign him this second. And of the 80% lack of interest, the breakdown is 50% his act, 30% the injuries. Because I'm not convinced he's going to be able to get all the way back to healthy. But of the 80% where I'm like, nah, I'm good, 50% of it is the act this year. Don't keep telling me culture, 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 and then bring in a guy who's getting, I mean, this is, maybe it's not unprecedented. I don't remember dudes this quickly after a contract where they all get voided. You got everything you wanted. They chose you over Debo, who they had to let walk. They chose you over other guys that they let walk. They made really, really tough decisions and reshaped their roster and let a bunch of their best players leave so that they could choose a few guys like you to pay crazy money to. And a year later, you can't do the little things they're asking you to do. You want out? Don't take the money if it's going to go this way. So no thanks for me, but I guess I would, if I'm on the poll of the day voting right now on 106.7 The Fan's Twitter account, I would say limited interest. Again, it's solely based on him being best friends with Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously their desperation at the receiver position where Terry's got 1 year left. Debo's a free agent. No chance I'm bringing Debo back if I'm doing this. So this would be Debo walks. You bring in Ayuk. Maybe you draft a guy in the third round or something. And you've got a remade room for Jaden Daniels to help him out a little bit. I want to see what the guys think in studio, and we'll take your calls on this next. 800-636-1067 is the number. How much interest in Brandon Ayuk? That's the question on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How interested in Brandon Ayuk would you be if you're the Commanders? He's best friends with your quarterback. Check. You need a wide receiver this offseason, big time. Check. But yeah, he's getting run out of San Francisco, and they're taking money back from him because he basically, after getting what he asked for, getting all the money from the 49ers, just stopped showing up and doing the things he was supposed to do. I'm paraphrasing, and I'm probably making this too simple, but that's the gist. And by the way, it's not like he's fighting back against them.
No, that perception is out there, and if it wasn't the case, I'd be fighting really hard.
He's doing the opposite.
He's not.
He's telling the Players Association, let's not try to recoup the money here. So quickly, want to go around the horn, and then we're going to hit the phones, 800-636-1067. So Danny, you're on the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll today. You were at zero interest.
Zero interest.
I'm at limited interest. I'm saying 20% of me wants him. The other 80%, 50% the act, 30% the injury history. That's also probably getting under-talked about here. This is a really, really serious injury.
Yeah.
He's going to have gone a year and a half without playing that he's coming back from. That's a big ask. Toby, Brandon Ayuk, in or out this offseason?
I'm a little higher than you are, but only in a specific scenario. I'm not signing him to a long-term deal. It's a prove-it deal. I'll sign him to a one-year, whatever you want to view as enough that he would accept it, but not enough that if it's not working out, if it's a locker room issue, I can cut him mid-season. If he's not being productive, I can bench him. It's a prove-it deal. So I'm fine with it in that scenario. Otherwise, no.
So by the way, that is the only way that I would entertain this. But I also think it's the only option he's going to have here. There's no way, after a year and a half removed from playing, with this severity of an injury to deal with in the knee, and whatever this charade's been in San Francisco, no one's given you a multi-year deal that you would sign. They might try to get you at a discount. But yeah, it would have to be a show-me contract, and that's where the 20% comes in. You could get, potentially, a really good player for very, very cheap. Darius, are you bringing in Brandon Ayuk this offseason?
It definitely puts me in line with the a little interested, I would say, of the three poll options. I won't say fully non-interested, because I am. I think the connection that he has to Daniels could be valuable.
So Toby went offense. Above me like 30%. I'm at 20%. Where are you?
I would probably say 25%. Okay. So somewhere in between there.
So nobody's very interested. Danny's a zero. Clary, are you going to be our first very interested?
I will be. I'm very interested in Brandon Ayuk. And I think that, like, if this was this past offseason, let's say, like, all the drama was happening then, and we're coming off an NFC Championship appearance, I probably would think a little bit differently. But this year was a disaster. And I think a lot of people are kind of forgetting that we do not have wide receiver depth. And if you can add someone like Brandon Ayuk, kind of similar to what you just did with Deebo Samuel this year, I think that would be beneficial. And if he is a locker room cancer, then guess what? You just move off from him. Because I think Dan Quinn can probably control that. He is good with the culture. Jaden Daniels and their relationship, they kind of have that together. I don't think he'll be a complete cancer in the locker room. So I think I'd be very interested. And I think Washington should absolutely do that.
I do think, Danny, like Ryan there, on their relationship, that's big. If it was the exact...
The best case to get best behavior would be that.
Exactly. Yeah. If it was the exact same scenario in terms of the stuff that a guy was doing that wasn't best friends with and didn't play with Jaden Daniels in college and didn't FaceTime with him three times a week that I see publicly on every Instagram reel, then I would probably be less intrigued. But my guess is he would want to be here, and you're not going to act a fool if you're screwing over your buddy. That would be my thought. Anyway.
Yeah, the best chance to get the best behavior out of him is that is you find the sweet spot, and that would be this.
Let's go to Kevin and Lanham on Grant and Danny. What is your interest in Brandon Ayuk, who's fallen out of favor in San Fran?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
I say 30%. At first, that was a hard pass, but now thinking about it, is worth a shot. My only concern is that going back to the Ron Rivera, we were turning into the Carolina Commanders, and now we're getting a little like that again, but with the San Francisco Commanders, we're picking up a lot of guys from San Fran because of the familiarity with Adam Peters. That was my only reserve on not getting Ayuk. I think we need to start looking other places, but it's worth a shot, especially like Toby said, on a prove-it deal.
Well, here's the deal on that, Kevin. Thank you for the call. Carolina was a 500 operation. I used to joke all the time. There's nothing wrong with getting somebody else's band together if the band has a bunch of platinum records. The problem was the music was 7-9, 7-10 music.
Uh-huh.
Why are we chasing the Panthers? Why are we bringing in their guy to bring in all the other guys from there, to bring in a bunch of players from there? They never won anything there. They accidentally got to a Super Bowl one time and got blown out. Well, San Francisco actually has been to multiple Super Bowls and been one of the cream of the crop teams in the NFC.
If they're mildly healthy, they go to the NFC title game.
Exactly, every year. So it's a much better store to shop at. It's a much better kitchen to take a bunch of cooks and workers out of to run your own shop in Adam Peters' case. Although I will say, generally, you're getting guys with some
tread, mileage,
baggage, or some damaged parts. I mean, Deebo is not Deebo from his prime when he was an all-pro. Ayuk would be post-injury, post-now becoming this problem child that we assume him to be. Umar is in Alexandria. What's up, Umar?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
so I'm very interested. I would say somewhere around 60%. I do pause at 30% because there is some obviously concern about the injury. Although we have seen guys come back from this injury and still be productive. And then the final 10% would be perhaps the character. But then again, I mean, we got Jaden Daniels. That's his best friend. And who better to keep you in check than your best friend? He knows that this is going to be probably his last opportunity to ever earn real money in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't know where Brandon Ayuk's head's at, but I don't think he would want to mess that up. The fact that we got no weapons on the outside besides Terry, I think this is a swing that you got to try to take, and hopefully it hits.
Is there another side of this in terms of the friendship part? Which, because the only way I've looked at it is how great Daniels would be for Ayuk. And I don't think this is a bad person. I don't know him at all. I don't know him from Adam. But I don't get the sense anybody would say he's like a bad human being. This is not a guy that's been in trouble with the law or something. That's not what I'm suggesting. But is there the possibility that it goes the other way? Where like your best buddy's here and, you know, Jaden Daniels is a guy that's just going home and watching tape and doing all this other stuff. Where now you got a dude that likes to go out and hang out. I don't know.
Or go Kyler Murray and play Madden or Call of Duty until 2 in the morning. I don't know.
Is there, maybe it's not even a fair thing to ask, but is it worth bringing up that right now, without any distractions of your best buddies hanging around all the time, it's going pretty well off the field?
Yeah, we're viewing it as Jaden Daniels, you know he's reaching down to pull Ayuk up. Could it be the other way, that Ayuk's reaching up to pull him down? I don't think so, but that's I'm open to that. Again, this to me is, if he was healthy and this disgruntled thing was happening, I'd go, I'm a little bit more intrigued, because there's the best chance you're going to get him to act right is here, right? With Peters, whom he knows, who scouted him, drafted him, et cetera, and there were some good feelings there. Daniel's his best pal, who does everything right, is as straight and narrow as they come. There's a great chance you get good play. Then you add into me the injury part of this thing, which I think is under-discussed when it comes to it. That was a disaster, and I don't know if he's ever going to be the same.
Totally. There's a multiverse, though. I'm just thinking about this now, where you've got Terry McLaurin playing in 17 games next year with Brandon Ayuk opposite him, and you drafted Carnell Tate, like number 8 out of Ohio State.
Oh, my God. My heart just skipped a beat.
And you have, the best big 3 wide receiver room in the league, and Jaden Daniels in year 3 and a got to have it year, who's now the best supported wide receiver in the sport from the receiver position. That could be, I'm not even saying if you go get Ayuk that you would even be in the business of drafting a receiver in the top 10, but if you really wanted to go all in helping your quarterback, how about that?
You could do it like Seattle did. I mean, it wasn't, JSN did his apprenticeship. And they said, go ahead, DK Metcalf, go get your billions elsewhere. We got a guy who's going to go set the record for yardage.
The football conversation on the show today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Should the Commanders make a push for Brandon Ayuk this offseason? We're Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.